If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Jill Zimmerman is the Vice President of Development at the Greater Chicago Food Depository. As you can imagine, this is a time of year that there is a lot of need out there, and the Greater Chicago Food Depository could use your help. Hey, Jill, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, because I haven't read your name yet in any of the emails from Rahm, so I'm just going to assume you're safe and that you haven't been asking for any personal favors.
That is indeed true, yes.
Good. And if you had, it would be for the good anyways, because the Greater Chicago Food Depository does a lot of great work in Chicago. How are things going so far the holiday season?
Well, thanks for asking. We really appreciate the opportunity of being on and sharing with your listeners, you know, what is happening with the Food Depository. And certainly one of the things that we would say is that the need in our community is high, and it's not just high at the holiday time, but it's, you know, the need is there year round. Annually, the Food Depository serves about 812,000 people. And one of the things that we know is that for so many families that are struggling with hunger, the holiday season can be an additional stressor because they just may not be able to afford some of the traditional foods that are associated with the holidays.
Yeah, it is a tough time of year. Are we seeing a much larger need than normal? Does the weather affect these things, or is it mostly people that are just down on their luck, or are we seeing a lot of issues for homeless people as well? What's the type of people that you're serving most right now?
You know, those are some really great questions. And I think to answer the first one that you asked, which is about the weather, we know that, you know, it has warmed up a little bit, but that recent cold snap makes it so challenging for so many people who are, you know, may have to make a decision between, are they going to be able to purchase food, or are they going to be able to pay their utility bill? And to answer the second question, which is about, you know, what does the need look like? And one of the things that I think many people may be surprised to hear is that the face of hunger has really changed. And it's very different than I think most people's conception. So for more than half of the households that we serve, at least one of the people has worked in the last year. And about 90% of the people that we serve actually have a roof over their head. So certainly there are individuals that are homeless and that are relying on the network of organizations that we work with to provide food for them. But many of them actually do have homes.
Right now I'm at chicagosfoodbank.org. That's the website for the Greater Chicago Food Depository, chicagosfoodbank.org. And it says it's the final week to give. Your year-end gift this holiday season will be matched to have twice the impact. Who is matching the funds? How does that work?
So we have several donors, anonymous donors, who are generous and willing to match contributions that come in. And so if any of your listeners want to support the organization, going to chicagosfoodbank.org is a great way to do that. Any contribution can make an impact on the work that we do. There's also opportunities to volunteer or to participate in a food drive. So one of the things that we're most proud of is that we're very efficient. And if you make a gift to the Food Depository, in fact, 94 cents of every dollar is used and goes back into the food bank program. So we certainly put everyone's contribution to great use.
So financial contributions are certainly welcome, but if you can't pull that off, you know, there are certainly options to volunteer your time or to help participate in a food drive whenever possible as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and some people choose to do all three, and some people, you know, choose to do just one of those things. But all of it makes a big difference.
Do whatever you can. They have programs like food pantries and mobile programs, community kitchens, kids programs, veterans programs, more than 650 partners across Cook County working with the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Again, visit chicagosfoodbank.org. Jill Zimmerman is the VP of Development. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, and happy holidays.
Hey, thank you so much, and happy holidays to you too.
Absolutely. chicagosfoodbank.org. News is next on 720 WGN.